welcome to the DeathNoteProds.com Anything Cast live here on Long Games Radio. I'm your host, the Dead Man, coming to you from a brand new basement. Joining me today, as always, we have Bobiwan.
Hello.
And the Ninja Katie.
Hello.
So yeah, I am in my own apartment now in a basement.
Congratulations.
It is quite big.
Really?
I could quite comfortably use a Kinect in here.
Nice. Is it bigger than our place?
You either have more space or less shit than us.
Probably both.
Actually, my one like living room area is about the size of your apartment.
Wow. How much are you paying?
$600 a month.
God, inclusive? Almost
and
inclusive?
And it includes internet, right?
Well, actually it's $600 plus the internet.
Ew, that's still incredible.
Yeah, so it's like $670 a month.
That's only $25 more than what we're paying.
Yeah, and if the internet that we have right now doesn't work out, we can actually bump that price down so that I'm only paying like $640.
Also, that's including his internet. If you include our internet, we're at like $700 a month.
That's true.
Yeah, I can't afford $700 a month.
Oh, and phone. Don't forget phone.
Yeah, they're like, this is, like, I make about $970 a month. Bill. Yeah, so I make about $970 a month because I'm a leech in the system.
Yay.
You want to be a leech.
So, yeah, take out the stuff that I have to pay for the internet and, like, the rent stuff. I have $300 a month to pay for groceries, phone bill, bank fees, and whatever else I have to do. So, yeah.
It's still not bad.
Yeah. I just got Persona 4 Arena, so I'm not doing too bad.
I play that game. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm huge into the Persona series, like Persona 3 and 4 specifically, because Persona 1 is shit.
There, you can attack someone with your text bubble.
Yeah, in Persona 1...
I forget which character.
In Persona 1, you can talk with monsters and then get them to not attack you. There are specific kinds of monsters that you can fight, so what you do is you actually just have a conversation with them, and then they'll give you a card, and then whenever another monster of that kind shows up, you just show them your card. It's like, oh, you're cool, okay, see ya. You don't get any experience from them, but if you're, like, low on health and you just want to get the fuck out of there, you lower your chances of dying.
You serenade them.
Yes.
You give them a,
You whisper sweet nothings into their ear.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah. Just go into the back room of the weird nether plane that you're on.
I don't know what game you're talking about.
Persona 1. It's weird.
You're weird.
It's a
in general, Persona is weird.
Yeah, but like, it is... So Persona 1 is a first-person dungeon crawler with random encounter attacks. Like with random enemy encounters. And it's so stupid and weird. And then you get to Persona 3, where it's, like, third-person, and you're able to, like, run around more and, like, do more of your party stuff, and it gets into a bit more, like, standard JRPG combat, but not really. And then you also have, like, the huge dating sim aspect to it, which I really like. Because those games are kind of dating sims. But it helps build some really strong characters, and that's why I love those games. That's why I've spent, like, 500 hours with Persona 4.
Oh my god.
He's never played Persona 4.
I never played Persona 4. I just watched a bunch of playthroughs over and over and over again on loop, because I have no life.
I've watched playthroughs, and again, how many hours of Minecraft have I watched?
Yeah, well, this single playthrough is 100 hours. Yeah, just playing through the game once. Not exactly trying to go through and get everything, not trying to get every persona, not, like, doing any New Game Plus stuff. It's just two guys sat down and played the game for 100 hours.
I see.
Well, actually, 99 hours and 59 minutes. Yep.
That's a whole extra minute.
Yep, they just... I guess they could have spent more time sitting around doing nothing.
That minute was used to take the biggest shit they've ever had.
they didn't do it all in one sitting. They did a video a day.
I'm assuming they did it all in one sitting.
They really didn't.
I believe they did.
That's what bedpans are for.
Yeah.
And if he's a guy, all he has to do is aim. Hand on the controller and or keyboard. Guys. Well, there you go. You got it covered.
That would explain why they kept casting the wrong spells.
That went a little bit too far. I'm sorry.
Damn it. How do I use this selection with my dick in my hand?
Damn it. I cast Bufu.
No. I was implying that someone can be playing properly. And then, like, it's like, okay, dude, I need help going to the bathroom. So the gameplay never stops.
The gameplay does stop it a couple times.
Oh.
Or just like, oh shit, I think I left the lights in my car on. Here, you play for a while. I gotta go turn my lights off.
Yes. Turn the lights off. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, and some of those things got as long as like a feature length film. Like there was one of like the later episodes was like an hour, I think, like over an hour and a half long. They're just fighting one boss.
That's kind of sad.
It was a giant teddy bear.
Shit! What game did that think of?
But it was a demon teddy bear. It was a shadow teddy bear. Yeah, those games are weird, but. I really want to play this fucking game. I've been wanting to play this game for a while because not only does it have, like, not only is it, like, an actual sequel to Persona 4, it's got a bunch of characters from Persona 3 in it, and it has its own 40-hour campaign. While it is only half the length of Persona 4, it's still pretty fucking awesome. And I've seen some of it, and I want to play it. I have it. I'm going to play it.
You play that then, Deadman. You show that game. Coming soon,
let me play that for you for Persona 4 Arena.
I'm sorry. I'm very distracted about my sewing machine. I can't help it. I keep looking over at it. It's calling me over there.
Let's tell the folks at home about the sewing machine.
Okay, so I like cosplaying, meaning I make costumes. And up until... Wait, yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. I had to sew by hand or with this shitty little handheld. It was like the size of a video cassette. And that's what it kind of looked like, but it had a gap.
For kids who don't know.
Where you put the material.
Yeah, for the kids out there who don't know, video cassettes are the things that predated pirating movies.
Right, I forgot some people don't know what those are. But yeah, and its tension sucked, so when it pushes the thread through the material, it's just big loops on the other side instead of a nice weave. So I would have to go buy it by hand, and of course a lot of bleeding fingers, a lot of frustration, a lot of crying. But yesterday we were in Value Village looking for, well, cosplay stuff, obviously, and Bovuan saw a sewing machine, and it's old, and you know how instead of stuff being white they used creamed colored stuff for things that were, I don't know, was that 20 years old? I think it's 20 years old. Instead of nice clean colored. So it looks like shit. But it's
clean. I think my mom has one of those.
Its brand is called Brother. It's a really nice machine though. It has so many settings that I don't even understand. It sews buttonholes. It has three little dials on the side where you put this little plate under the needle, you put your material underneath the plate, you push it all down, and then you turn it to one dial, you let it go, you stop it, you turn it to the next dial, you let it go, and then over one, and then back one again, and it sews a buttonhole. No, like, crying required. And it sews buttons. You don't have to do it manually. I don't know how it does it! You put the button in there, and it sews it on. You can do embroidery. I don't know how it works, but it is amazing. And
it does it with magic.
Who's that guy talking? He sounds like a girl. Well, I'm a guy, so.
Or at least she dresses up like one a lot.
Well, you'll never guess what gender I am. If you think I sound like a girl, I might be a girl. But I don't take offense to that.
We refer to you as she.
As she, yes. To save Bovimon some face.
What face are you trying to save? I mean...
Yeah, he doesn't
I've
have a
already
face.
Admitted that I've already admitted I'm attracted to men.
Yeah.
Good for you. You should be very proud of that.
Yeah, but this nice thing is amazing.
Like I can't believe how it does this thing. You know when you turn your clothing inside out and you see that there you can see the stitches? You
yeah.
can't see the stitches with this machine.
Holy
it has
fuck.
This thread. No, it's amazing. I look and I look and I can't fucking find the seam. Like I messed up one line so you can see a little bit of the white, but you can't see the fucking seam. It's amazing. Not only does it push like the top thread through the needle and down through like most people know how a sewing machine works. You stick the thread through the needle that's above it and it goes up and down and stabs the material. But it brings up thread from underneath too. There's a spool underneath. And it, like, sews it in. It's amazing! I don't know how it works, but it makes me want to cry. So now I can make costumes a million times even faster.
Even though just a second ago you said you could do it without crying. It's like, man, I can do this without crying. I feel like I'm going to cry.
Exactly! It's like,
so
no
it's
more crying required.
What to do.
Well, it's not required crying. It's voluntary crying of joy.
If there are tears involved, you know, it's not exactly a bad thing, but, you know.
Exactly. Well, it'll be productive tears.
The tears will sew for you?
They'll oil the machine.
Yes. This machine runs on the tears of... I don't know, Ninja Kitty.
This machine runs in the tears of cosplayers.
Yes. Yes, they're thick tears. Oddly,
you actually run through the
funny part of that is it's spelled the same as tears. So when cosplayers get tears, they use a sewing machine. So it's a pun.
How does that work?
This machine runs on the tears of cosplayers.
How does that? I don't understand.
Tears and tears are spelled the same.
It's a pun.
Yeah, but I don't understand how it works. How does tears work in that context?
Because cosplayers sew a costume, and if there's a tear in the costume, they have to sew it.
Fuck you, that's how.
Well, your face, but... And I also got you Isaiah pants. I got no Isaiah!
No, I didn't have the chance, because... Ninja Kitty took away the keyboard and stuff before I set it up. I'm blaming you.
I didn't know you needed to do that.
Fuck you, that's how.
Yes!
Okay.
Good for you. Do you feel better?
Yes, I do.
Are you feeling a little bit of excitement in your pants now? Do you feel that
they
much better?
They do feel a bit smaller, yes.
I also got
I've
new
got
Isaiah
half
pants.
Chub.
New Isaiah pants, stop interrupting me. This is big. Get it? Yeah. New Isaiah pants. Yeah.
It's hard to do that when I have to lean across the couch to reach the keyboard.
Then I'll put the keyboard in between us. How about that? And I got new fur for my Isaiah's hood, too. And the only thing that's left is to put it all together. Well, the pants... Did you... Okay, you watched Durarara, right?
Yeah.
Do you realize how low-cut Isaiah's low-rise pants are? They're not regular dress pants.
Yeah, I don't really pay attention to pants.
I don't either. Like, I had sewn and tailored mine to fit, but my original pants were female. So they were already lower cut, but these ones were males. I went through the male section, and wow, I found them. And they're the perfect shade and the perfect, like, style and material. But when I put them on, I'm like, the waistband seems really high. So I went back to some pictures of, like a full shot of Isaiah, and I'm like, wow, those are low-rise pants.
Are we talking, like, fashionably low, or are we talking he must shave his pubes low?
No, he tucks in his shirt.
It doesn't matter if the shirt's tucked in covering it. Like, you don't want rubbing.
I'm assuming he has to, because I don't own pants. What? No, sorry. I own one pair of pants that low, but I don't wear them. I haven't worn them in, I don't even remember. But, yeah, I can't believe it. I have to take freaking, I don't know, 2 inches off the freaking waist height. It's ridiculous. Like, you take the width of your hand, and then you add about a half of that width of your hand again, and that is how high the waistband is above the crotch. It is so low. It's kind of,
you know, it's conversations like this that make you realize that, you know, I kind of don't want to get into cosplaying anymore.
This is feminine Izaya, though. Shizuo's pants are nothing like that.
No. Although, I do want different pants for it, because the ones I have are scratchy as shit, and they don't look right.
Plus, hair sticks to them. Aspen, god dang, his hair.
Yeah, we did a photo shoot a while ago, and I just look at parts of my cosplay, and I'm like, oh, that vest is magnificent. Everything else needs to be fixed, though.
Because I haven't tailored any of it. I couldn't get a needle through the material because it's too fucking thick. So I needed a sewing machine. I finally have the sewing machine. It's going to be done. It's going to be awesome. Going to be the best Dororo cosplayers ever. No, I'm serious about that too. Ever. I won't stop until they're perfect. I'm planning on getting some liquid latex product soon and making a face mask. And then, like, slowly building up on it because I have an airbrush machine too, so I can get the right filters on the end of my airbrush machine and then attach liquid latex onto the end and then spray it and slowly, like, raise up a whole new face so I can make my face look exactly like Izaya's. Oh, yeah.
You need medication.
No. This is only once in a while. Well.
It is every once in a while I just go completely fucking insane.
No, it's not. I could get hired on movies for stuff like this if I get good enough and get a good repertoire. Ah, you can't laugh at that because it's true.
Well, if you do, find out the email of somebody famous so I can spam them.
I will do that, and you can spam away, and I'll be like, yeah. God fucking damn it!
Also, be sure to drop your name in every single thing so that they know who gave me the email.
Mark it as Trollzaya. or Kanra. Yeah, good reference there.
Yeah, just Ninja Kitty's real first name, Trollzaya. Ninja Kitty's real last name. Just put the Trollzaya in, like, as a nickname.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, I'm done over my hype over my sewing machine. We got some contact lens stuff, but oh right. Do you know what eyelid tape is?
Tape for your eyelids?
But yeah, do you know what it does?
Tapes your eyelids?
How? What's it supposed to do?
Tape eyelids?
Okay, they're these little slivers that are in the shape of like a crescent, and it's double-sided kind of tape. You know the stuff when you get like the coupons or like cards in the mail, and they have like a layer of glue underneath, but it's not really glue because it's still sticky once you pull the card off of it, and like it stays, it holds its shape.
Oh, yeah,
it's kind of like that. But it's slightly more stiff than that, and it's really freaking sticky. It will stick to whatever you put it to, and it has a really hard time coming off. But they're these little slivers in the shape of a crescent, and they're meant for Asians so that, because they don't really have the crease in the eyelid like European or North American people do.
Mm.
So what they do is they put that on their eyelid around, because you can feel where the top of your eyeball is. They put it there. They stick the prong on their eye, and it causes the crescent moon shape, and then they have an eyelid. So what I use those for is to make my eyes look really freaking big by making the crease on my eye be higher, and I got some of that, and it works really well. And we also got the jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
It's so tiny. It's like, it fits in the palm of my hand.
Maybe you should explain what a jitterbug is and what it's used for.
The jitterbug is meant for cleaning contact lenses, specifically like circle lenses. It's from Pinky Paradise. you take the little contact lens case, and it's magnetic, and it sticks to this little base, and there's a little dial, and it sounds like a Tamagotchi. When you click its arrows, it's kind of funny. And you can either click rapid or whatever the other word is. It's for a long-term, six-hour-long cleaning. But yeah, you press it, and it shakes it really, really freaking hard and fast. It's ridiculous. And yeah, it cleans your lenses, and I don't have to do it anymore. I put it in there, and I press the button. And we also got new lens solution and eye drops. And I got my Juvia lashes. That's about it.
Yeah, the only thing actually cosplay related type thing is I've been trying to create a look for like the Dead Man, the character of the Dead Man.
The character.
Yeah, because I have ideas for later down the line when we get a good chunk of us in one city, probably London.
Yeah, keep an eye out in thrift stores then. You never know when you will find what you're looking for. Yeah, just take a good look.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be exactly what you want, because I can alter.
Yeah, but so far, all I need is really... I only need three things. To make it like the perfect thing that I have devised for this character that I have. So first up is the vest. It's just a simple vest, kind of like a hoodie with no sleeves, only not designed like that. Just has like black hood, vest, no zipper, and pockets. Yeah, and then the second thing is the mask, which I have found, and I just need the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and then the third thing is probably the one that I will end up not getting, because no matter where I look, it's always like $100 for these things. They're like black sclera contact lenses.
Oh, man. Sclera, you wouldn't want to put those in anyways. They're really, 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 really hard to put in.
What you would want to get are blackout lenses. Sclera lenses look really awesome, but the thing is, I don't even think I could get them in my eyes. They go past your lids itself. Like, if you open your eyes as wide as you can, it goes past all that. You literally have to keep your eye prized open, and you have to shove it underneath of your eyelid instead of just placing it on your eye. Like, if you can get them in, kudos to you, but I think the cheapest I've seen those for is about $50 for a pair, but I don't know what the quality is.
So maybe,
of those would like.
Maybe go for some blackout lenses instead. That'd be a good choice.
Yeah, or Mason lenses. Those look pretty freaking epic. I can send you some links to some awesome contact lenses sites. Most of them are about $20 for a pair.
Yeah, I'm looking at like the blackout ones, and yeah, no. Like the thing, yeah, like I said, this is just like for my ideal thing. Like the thing that if it was like, okay, I am just making this as perfect as I can, that would be what I was going for, because the idea that I had for it was like put on the mask and then just get like the like black like face paint type thing and just go all around the eye so it's completely black and then put like the contact in so it looks like I have no eyes and it's just sockets.
Oh. You could pull off that effect just by building up the mask. We'll see. I'll look at it when you get the mask. We'll see what we can do, because if you make it liquid latex.
Assuming I do, because the mask is... I'm on a very tight budget, and the mask is pretty expensive from what I've seen. Like the cheapest one I've been able to find, like that is actually the mask that I would be able to use for this thing, is like $65.
That's,
which is money I don't
quite
have.
The expensive mask, yeah.
So, speaking of cosplay.
Leather. Oh. Sounds nice, though. You'd have to work it in. Because leather is really stiff when you get it.
Which is why I'd be hoping to get it like a couple months before Anime North, so that I'd be able to actually just break it in a bit.
A faster way to break it in would be to soak it in water and then like wear it as it's drying. Helps it work it in. Like, repeatedly taking it on and off, so it doesn't stiffen up again. You were going to say something, Movium?
Yeah, speaking of cosplay and stuff, I figure since it's February, we may as well mention how members of Death Door Prods will be at Con-G.
Con-G!
Which is an anime convention in Guelph, for those of you who don't know. If you're going, awesome! I'll be there, Ninja Kitty will be there, Kaz will be there, Starchild will be there.
I won't.
And one of us in the group will be dressed up as a Gangnam-style female dancer. And if you want that dancer to dance, they are more than willing to dance.
Gee,
dance.
I wonder who that could be.
I don't know.
Bellywan?
Yeah, I could totally pull off one of those female dancers, man. And I'm totally an awesome dancer and can do Gangnam Style perfectly.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing that. I'll be in my basement, being sad and alone.
Well, you're going to Anime North.
Yeah, but that's in May.
Are you in town?
Yes, I'm now? Actually in town now. Like before, well, I was out. That... In the fucking, well, yeah, before I was out in the sticks, they were cut. My house is surrounded nightly by coyotes.
They're waiting for you. They're like, that's a good cops.
But now I'm in town, where I'm surrounded by cats and heat.
Well, okay, now that you're in town,
every night it's just.
Yeah, now that you're in town, we can manage, you know, probably next time we're in the area, giving you a visit, you know, make you feel like you have a social life.
Yay, I'll have friends!
You can, you know, actually see people.
Yeah. I'm actually going out in the daytime instead of my nightly 1 a.m. walks. Yeah, another thing that's good about being in town. At university, I got into the habit of walking. Like, every night I couldn't, like, it was, like, every single night at university, I could not go to sleep until, like, 5 a.m. So what I usually do is try to, like, tire myself out, like, 1 a.m., like, around 2 a.m. or something, I just put on my headphones and walk around the building for an hour. Just back and forth in the hall, just back and forth in the main hallway for an hour. Doing nothing.
Hey, and taking those walks is good exercise, too.
Yeah, and now it's kind of a habit of mine where when I was still in town before moving out to the sticks, every night just walk down from my place down to the river, then down to the other river, and then back up. And I can do that again. And not run the risk of being raped and or eaten. Well,
raped
less,
is still a possibility.
Yeah, but less likely. It dropped
all you have
over
to do
percent
is say,
points.
All you have to do is just say you have AIDS. And then, like, make a fake medical alert bracelet that says that. Be like, see?
Some people might like that.
They Some might people want AIDS?
Yeah, commit suicide by sex.
That's
commit
not...
very, very, very slow suicide by sex.
No, hey, that's
willingly infect yourself
not
with
true.
A deadly virus.
See, it wouldn't be... It takes time to set in. And it's not usually AIDS that kills you. It's usually another infection because
AIDS,
your white blood cell count goes
AIDS
down.
Basically kills your immune system, which then something else will kill you.
Yeah.
The black plague.
Yeah, just fuck someone with AIDS, then walk into like, go into like a doctor's office and get everyone to sneeze on you.
Yeah, but it doesn't work that quickly.
I didn't say one after the other.
This is the worst suicide plan ever.
What? It would take months.
Things you will only hear on this podcast.
It would take years.
It would be the long con of suicides.
So, you pair it up with the murder.
T-shirt.
The extreme. Yeah, what is the title?
The suicidal long con.
I like the long con of suicides.
Long con of suicides, yeah. Okay, we need to have another staff meeting at some point and just hash all these designs out.
And we need to start beating our artists. Fuck paying them.
Yeah.
I'm starting up a new store soon.
Yeah, Onsiest.
And we're gonna start
design more shit or we'll beat you.
We're gonna go from pay our artists to beat our artists.
Yeah.
Help us get money so we can go visit our artists and beat them into giving us more designs.
But what shall
I'm thinking
of
making
then?
Up a post about this. Starving artist, starving artist sale now changed to beat our artist sale.
Yes, the slave pit is coming back. They thought they could shut us down forever, but fuck that noise. I'm in a new basement. It has a weird cemented room. I could chain someone up in there and beat them.
There's a lot of secluded places in Lindsay.
Yeah. Like my basement.
There's a lot of forest too.
Like my
all
basement.
You need is to all you need to tear out is their vocal cords. And they can't scream.
They can still run. Just take out their kneecaps too.
Or stick needles in their feet.
This is just turning into us becoming the human centipede guy.
What's a human centipede guy? That sounds really, really long porn.
A movie came out a while ago called The Human Centipede. In it, there was a doctor. I think his name was Dr. Heiter.
Do I have to say anyway, it like that?
No.
Heiter.
Yeah, Dr. Heiter. But his real name, no. But the actor's name was Dieter. Well, the actor's name has the greatest name ever. Like, the actor, his name is Dieter Laser.
Dieter Laser!
Yeah. It sounds like...
Destroy!
It sounds
America
like
with my Dieter Laser!
It sounds like an attack from a shonen anime. Dieter Laser!
Dieter Laser!
Yeah, but anyway. So this movie was about this guy who kidnaps some two American girls on vacation in Europe and a Japanese guy. And then what he does is he removes all of their kneecaps so they can't stand up and then sews them ass to mouth.
What?
Yep.
And what exactly is the plot of this movie?
It's about this guy doing really creepy shit to these people and then trying to... And because, you know, science. He's...
There's this one scene
where the Asian guys at the head of the thing. There's a girl, there's one girl at the end of it, another girl in the middle. And so he's like feeding this. And so he's like feeding the Asian guy, and then the guy ends up, and then the guy like is like holding in shitting. He's trying not to shit, but then he does, feeding the middle girl.
See, if hold it right there. If I was in that. I would make myself choke on the first piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really disgusting, too, because, like, eventually it gets to the point where, like, since they're eating so much of this shit and it's kind of, like, touching exposed, like, underneath the skin, like, it's starting to infect it. So then the guy will, like, come in and, like, look at all the stitches and stuff, like, push it, and like, you see pus start bursting out, like, the skin flaps that were cut off like, the person in front of them's butt that were then sewed onto the person behind them's face.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was made by a German guy, I think.
I'm never watching this movie. Not even for commentary.
Coming soon!
Don't fucking try.
Dead man?
Don't fucking
no!
try.
They made a sequel to it.
No, dead man. Bad down.
What is it? Two Asian guys
really
and one girl this time?
Oh god.
This just sounds like really bad porn. It probably is someone's porn, but like the cover of it is like a human centipede of like 20 people. And the doctor, he actually actually tested this theory out in his dogs first, because he had three German shepherds that he then sewed together. And there's a picture of it. He has a picture of it up on his mantle.
See, it's not that hard to science what would happen.
They would all die.
The furthest end would become really malnourished first, and then they would die of infection, and then that's it.
Yeah.
You'd have basically a gradient scale of malnourished to nourished and equal infection all the way through.
Yep.
And them all dead. Actually, sorry, the people on the ends would be less infected because they would either have mouth infected or ass infected, whereas everyone else has mouth and ass infected.
No, the
so
middle
the people
person.
On the,
no, the, like,
the front
like, so
guy the... dies last.
Yeah, so here's how the thing would go. So the main centipede that they make are three people. The first guy will have ass infections. The middle person will have ass and butt infection. I mean ass and mouth infections. And then the last person will just have mouth infections.
Yes. And the person on the very end will be malnourished. The person in the middle somewhat nourished. The person in front nourished because they're being fed actual food.
Yeah, and not shit. And then the last person is being fed the shit made from shit.
Yes, and since you less nutrients get retained each time, person on the end is the most malnourished. But like, it's not. You don't need to experiment with that.
It's physically impossible for them to live beyond a week, though.
I don't expect them to live beyond a week.
They lived for a few weeks.
No, that's impossible. Consider that it's not just shit. It's also intestinal gas.
Yeah, you would have a good amount of methane and carbon dioxide.
People would suffocate to death.
You wouldn't really be able to breathe too well.
Like, sure, you can breathe through your nose, but if there's a mouthful of methane, you can either swallow it and die, or you can breathe it into your lungs, which you technically can't do, because if it's a proper seal, then they can't breathe through their mouth, and then they die.
And of course, Delighter just joins in the podcast, joins in the chat when we're talking about fucking demons out of me.
God.
Yeah, let's change topic really fast.
No, too late. There's a delay.
No, I just mean, regardless of Delighter, we can just ignore him. I want to change topics here. I'm sick of talking about human centipedes.
Oh.
Yeah. Check out human centipede.
The theoretical science is enough on that one. You don't need the practical science.
Suspension of disbelief. And the fact that they're German. They can make anything disgusting scientifically possible.
That's not physically possible.
Fuck you, they're German.
Dead men, you're disgusting.
Once again, in this experiment, I would if I were not the first person, I would be dead from the first shit because I would choke myself on the first piece of shit.
We're grossing out the people in the chat, okay?
Yeah, I just fucking rip out like the thing and just crawl my way to safety. I don't give a fuck. As long as I'm not the middle person. Because I don't think I'd be able to rip out.
All right, let's stop. Let's stop.
Please.
Oh, God.
There's
Sorry,
a delay.
In the chat.
Why did you do this, dead man?
I don't know. I don't even remember how we got on this topic.
You!
I don't know. You mentioned human centipede, and then Ninja Kitty asked what it was, and then it all went downhill from there.
Yeah.
Well, see, don't talk
so actually,
about gross
so
things
it's actually
that
your
I obviously
fault for
don't
inquiring,
know
Ninja Kitty. If you hadn't inquired, we could have just left it at that.
I don't know anything about anything, so I'm going to ask.
It's
Unless
called
it's
human
really
centipede.
Obvious.
Did you really think it could be anything
I
good?
I think my cat wants to eat me.
I thought it might be like some bunch of people.
Shut up.
Like,
I think
some
my cat wants
ways.
To eat me. I want to talk about this and not what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, our cat is trying to eat Bovion.
Woo!
Yes.
No cat.
Earlier today, he's actually licking himself this time. Every time I touched him, he started licking his lips.
Dad, be like,
I moved my head away, he would stop. I touched him again, he started like licking his lips again. It's like, are you saying I would taste good?
It's like pet.
He tenderizes me. He taste tests me, and he licks his lips when I touch him. Doesn't do that for Ninja Kitty. My cat wants to eat me.
You're just gonna wake up one day and just see like a ring of lettuce around you with an apple in your mouth, and you can just ask him to just sit in there with a couple like a serving fork.
No, he would have like a bunch of sushi in his mouth. Aspen likes fish. He doesn't eat human food except
he'd have a lobster bib on. But like a human sized lobster bib, so it's too big
now.
For him.
We're not a couple of people apparently muted because we were talking about that, so I'm going to let them know that we stopped talking about that, okay?
Yeah.
And I think we've been not talking about it for long enough for the delay to go away.
Yeah. The delay is like, I think, 5 seconds, maybe?
Oh, shit. We need a topic. We need a topic, people, really fast.
The nougaty goodness.
What? No! That has to do with that topic again! Stay away from it!
God damn it, Delighter.
No more!
We need a new topic, stat.
Don't blame me! It was your fault, dead man! It's always
actually,
your fault! You're the boss!
Actually, blame the Germans for making it.
We could blame the Germans for a lot of things.
Anime North, we all now officially have passes, so we'll definitely be down for that. Deadman, what are you looking forward to at Anime North?
Well, I'm looking forward to the comic panel, which I found out they're going to be having, because Inchkitty sent me a list of panels they're going to be having.
Because I'm awesome. It's not actually released yet, but I found it because I am very good at that sort of thing.
So the comic panel, One Piece, they're going to be having a panel on that. And I'm fucking going to that because I might finally have someone to talk about that fucking show with.
No one likes your show.
Nobody.
No one likes your show.
It sucks.
Actually, no. You can't say nobody watches it. I watched some of it. I didn't like it. I stopped.
Yeah, I didn't say nobody watched it. I said nobody watches it, as in kept watching it.
That's true.
You know what happens in that show? Gomo, no! Luffy! And that's the episode.
My cigarette is a lollipop now. Thanks, 4Kids.
Yeah, and yeah, Sanji fucking chain smokes, and then he destroys a building with his foot. And then Luffy gets stabbed through the stomach, and all his water gets drained out of him by some asshole in a really pimp coat. Uh-oh. And then there's a guy who can destroy the world with his fist.
Delighter, Ninja Kitty's always cosplaying. At cons. I don't mean all the time. I don't ask her to dress up like a man.
Huh?
I don't ask Ninja Kitty to dress up like a man.
Actually, I'm not cosplaying right now.
Every night she does.
No.
Don't talk about what you're wearing. That is a road you don't want to go down. You almost did it. And Delighter's here.
I forgot that he was on.
I saved you that.
You did. It's nothing bad, but...
Oh, Delighter would make that bad.
Especially, like, this thing. The lack right here. There you go. Yeah, you... Hi, dead man.
Moving on. My computer fried a couple days ago.
Which what? One?
The big one.
The new one?
Your good one?
Yeah.
Dude, get your fucking money back.
No, here's what happened. So, since I lived out in the sticks, it was windy as hell. And because of this, a power surge happened, which fried my power supply.
Fried power supplies suck.
Yeah, it was, and I, like, freaked the fuck out when it happened. So, here's what happened. I'm just sitting there, like, just pretending to write an article. For myself. And then all of a sudden, the power goes out through the entire house. And then it's sort of like a computer. It's like, oh fuck, what happened? Did I like break something? What happened? And the power comes back on. It's like, okay, the power back on. Try to turn my computer. Nothing. Try it again. Still nothing. I try plugging a different plug. Still nothing. And so then just call my mom at work, because she's the one with the car. She's like the one who's in charge of like me doing my stuff. And I am freaking the fuck out at this point. Because this was like
understandably.
I spent a total of $800 on this computer. And it's not turning on. So I call her. I'm like freaking the fuck out. And apparently I actually scared her with how freaked out I was, because she thought I was like dying or something. Yeah, like she came home. She just said that like one of the people who she was working with, as soon as he picked up the phone, like she like dead white. I was like, oh fuck, someone dead.
I'm sorry, I can't help, and then I'm dying. Oh my god, it was a horrible. I don't know how it happened. Kind of like that, just a little bit.
Yeah. So anyway, no, it was actually more like, hey, hi. My computer won't fucking turn on! That was it. I just started out like being kind of incomprehensible and acting like something did die. Or they expect me to just finish that sentence like, yeah, so I don't have a hand anymore.
Just that calmly, you're just incomprehensible. Yeah, so I don't really have a hand anymore.
Could you get me like a bag of ice and take me to the hospital? Please? I can still feel it. It's flipping me off right now. Anyway. Anyways, yeah. So anyway. And Target Claw, it wasn't a bad PC. It wasn't a bad PSU. It was 600 watt. It was a Coolmax 600 watt, 80 plus certified. And yeah, I got that thing for like a ridiculous price. I got it for like $40. From our fantastic sponsor, TigerDirect.ca. Yeah, so anyway, so I took it down to local computer place, and yeah, it turns out I just fried the power supply. They fixed it inside 10 minutes.
But
yeah, I've had that happen before. Actually, when I was in grade 10, I didn't complete an essay because I was typing it out, and the power supply on my computer fried, and of course we couldn't just replace it right then and there. And so I go in and I'm like, my computer died. And I mean, it's dead. I mean, there's a part that's fried. And she's like, I don't believe you. The next day, I come in with the fried power supply and I put it on his desk. And like, do you see all this blackness here? Yeah, that's where the sparks were jumping off of it.
No, that's when you shove it under his nose. And you say, smell that. Because, yeah, burnt electronics.
That's the smell of my fucking essay.
Well, yeah, it smells terrible. Like, anyone who's experienced the smell of a fried computer part never forgets that fucking smell. It's worse than burnt hair.
Yeah. A Tiger Claw, I got it on. Yeah, Tiger Claw. The thing was marked down from $100. Yeah, it was on sale. Anyway, so what happened was I took it into my local place, and they actually replaced the power supply with an entirely different thing. They actually took it out, so they. Yeah, so they replaced my 600 watt power supply with a 500 watt power supply, and then charged me for it.
Wasn't it still under warranty or anything?
Yes, it is. He reminded me of that. I was like, oh yeah, warranty. So I'm sending that in to get a new one. I'm going to be taking this one back and getting my money back for that one. And I also have my other power supply that I took out the first time, and see if I can get any money for that. Because it's not a bad power supply.
You could just sell it.
Yeah. I have that one, and I also have a really shitty graphics card I could probably sell to somebody.
No, I'm pretty sure you're very lucky that it didn't search through your computer.
That's what all modern power supplies are designed with, surge protectors, so that doesn't happen. That's why they're grounded.
Yeah, I know, but still, like, if something is a little bit off in your computer, it can rage through your whole computer, and that's fucked.
Once again, that's becoming more and more unlikely.
More and more unlikely, but...
That's actually the reason why when you're working on installing parts of your computer, you're supposed to touch your power supply because it is grounded. Because then, since you are grounded, you will not shock anything in your computer with static and destroy it.
Yep.
Your face should destroy it. Just putting that out there. Just, like, take your face, and you take it, and then... Boof. Just saying, it would be a good viral video on YouTube.
Actually, I discovered the one annoying thing about my computer is that to install the hard drive that I installed and to install any large component to the front part of the case, it's a smaller case, so you actually have to remove the CPU fan in order to do that, which, you know, makes it that much more fun. It's like, I just want to put in a hard drive. It's a really simple procedure. Oh, fuck, the CPU fan's in the way.
Yeah, the CPU fan on mine is actually, it's actually pretty out of the way. Like, the only thing, there's like a 4-pin connector I got to plug in next to that, and it's pretty much the only thing that, pretty much the only time that the CPU fan gets in the way. Everything else is just wires in the way. Usually wired from the power supply. Way.
Yeah, you, I believe, have a larger case than mine. Mine's a smaller case, so that's where mine starts to really have space issues when I'm working on it.
Yeah,
it gets a bit annoying.
I have a thermal tank commander.
My brother had an enormous tower. Like, it's twice the size of Bovi1's here. It was fucking ridiculous. I'm like, how can you possibly fill up that whole PC? Like, how does that work?
I can hold 100 terabytes.
I can hold the world. One thing I actually want to do is, like, I would like to live to get so that it gets to the point where, like, PCs look like the monolith from 2001.
Oh, what? Oh, no, I'm not supposed to ask about anything, am I?
No, the monolith is pretty safe.
Yeah, it's just a big black brick. that makes monkeys able to use tools, I guess. I haven't seen 2001 in a while.
Neither have I, but the bad guy is totally IBM.
Yeah.
Hal is totally IBM.
Yeah. I'm sorry, David. I'm afraid I can't let you do that. You need Tiger to bring your receipts.
Tiger Claw just mentioned Radio Shack. I thought they died.
They died in Canada.
Yeah, like, they have been gone for, fuck, how many years?
Yeah, they've been replaced with The Source.
5-6 years?
And we do not promote stores like Radio Shack or The Source here, because we have tigerdirect.ca.
Yes.
Yes, Tiger Claw, go to Tiger Direct.
Click any of the links on our page,
it's calling
or any of the banner ads, to go and get some computer parts crazy cheap.
Yeah.
Well, not crazy cheap. They're good deals, though.
You're reasonably making Aspen cheap. Uncomfortable. His eyes are huge because you're like, I think he thinks that you're choking him. Because you're fit. Well, Bovion fiddles when he's like doing something where he's sitting still. He's always doing something with his hands. He usually has a Rubik's Cube, but he doesn't have his Rubik's Cube.
So I'm messing with the cat's face.
Yeah. Aspen's
if this were any other cat, my hand would be destroyed, clawed up, and bitten right now. But Aspen's pretty chill.
Except he's kind of weirded out by you. He's staring at me looking
for help.
Why
are you fiddling with my face? He's not getting up and running away, though.
Yeah, he's just thinking, tonight you die.
Actually, no, this is probably why he plays with my feet. Actually, no, he started playing with my feet while I was sleeping. While I'm sleeping, he'll attack my feet. So I figure it's fair, like, when he's sleeping, I'll start messing with him.
The reason he's attacking your feet is so that you can't run away.
I'll take out those tendons.
Yeah.
Ow, I bit the mouth.
It's just a matter of time. Just slightly pawing at it, but it's actually like doing like horrible stress damage over like the period of time that he's doing it. Just one day you just wake up and say, "Ah, what a lovely day. Oh god, my feet!"
He actually knows very, very mild form of Juken. if anyone in the audience of audio or chat does not know what Juken is, it's a ninja move from Naruto in which they're able to use their inner energy to create, like, they can make it come out of their body and form, like, small points and stuff like that. And, like, so it's kind of like needles that can, like, kill you. It attacks your inner organs, causes them to fail. Just so you have a context of what the fuck I am randomly talking about.
Is that the Hyuga clan stuff that they do?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. The soft fist.
Yup. Gentle fist or something.
Gentle fist, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. He when he tenderizes you. My cat knows Juken!
Yeah. He's a member of the Hyuga clan. The main branch of the family, though. None of those, like, other branches where they have the stupid curse mark. He's not a caged bird. No one knows what the fuck we're talking about.
I think, okay, when Aspen was found, he was found in, like, extreme cold, abandoned, really, really small. He was apparently -30 or something like that. And that's Celsius, not Fahrenheit, -30. That's 30 degrees below freezing. So, his tail is short. We think he had frostbite on it, and the last maybe nub on his tail fell off or something, and he has low sensitivity in his paws because he lets us touch them. But shit, I lost track of what the fuck I was going on about. What was I saying this for? There was a reason, right? Because he was like an abandoned cat. I think that he might have been trying to get birds because the way he plays. Oh god, of course Delighter would put that in the comments. I knew that was coming, but. he likes to play with paracord, and when I throw it and I toss it up and down, he doesn't have hands, but he uses his paws like hands. He will take a single paw, swipe at the air, grab the paracord, curl his digits, and he, like, holds it in his fist. And he drags it back down, he'll bite it. And if he's on a couch, he'll take it out of my hands, he'll jump onto the floor, and then, like, bite it there. I'm like, that is definitely how cats hunt birds. That's pretty fucking epic.
You want to see even more epic? A cat catching a bird when it has no back legs.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking epic.
Yeah, oh man. Have you seen, like, the Anakin cat videos?
Yes.
They're so good.
Actually, I saw a really amazing cat catching something once. It was at the Nameless One's house. And this bat got into his house. And we spent forever trying to catch this freaking bat so that we could just, like, you know, set it free. Well, after, like, maybe a half hour of chasing the damn thing around the house and finally catching it without killing it, because, you know, we want to be nice, we let it go out the door. And immediately a cat leaps through the air and catches the damn thing and kills it.
God. That is hilarious.
I love cats. Just saying. They're so... Yeah. Our cat is batshit crazy, though. He's batshit fucking crazy. He goes berserk. I don't even know what he's attacking half of the time. He will... He's really creepy, too.
He ate a rubber band today.
He ate a rubber band. Like, he didn't eat the full rubber band. Well, he bit off a chunk of the rubber band. So it's a broken rubber band now. He ate a piece of it, and then he went and threw up. I'm just like, for fuck's sakes, cat, you just Pussy. Ate. I see what you did there.
That's something I was going to say a while back. It's not a coincidence that the delighter button is actually a cat.
But I like cats. Don't ruin cats for me.
Your name's Ninja Kitty. Get it yet?
Oh, I see what you did there. Oh, God! Did you see what I did there?
Took you long enough.
You're killing me, Deadman. I'm dying a terrible, horrible, mentally functioning failure death. I... See? See? Don't die now. That's my job, apparently.
I'm already dead.
Oh, right. Right. I'm not gonna join you in death. Fuck that.
Who said you joined me? I'm in my own place.
Oh, good for you. Well, you're not with us, so...
There are no other beds here. There's only one other chair in this entire room. My bed is a mattress.
Last night...
Nothing else.
Mine too.
Last night I was playing Halo Reach.
Okay.
And I saw you come online, Deadman, and I thought to invite you to join our party, because, you know, fun people to talk to. And then I realized you were doing a cameo video, and I had sent you a couple of messages. I don't know if it interrupted your video. I decided now that if that happens again, I'm going to keep sending them.
Yeah, it didn't, and also, I don't have Xbox Live Gold, so I can't join parties.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that explains it, then.
I actually tried to join. But then I was like, have you considered signing up for Xbox Live Gold? I was like, no, I fucking haven't, because I can't afford it. Why can't they just do like PlayStation does and give, like, the actual online functionality for free and then just charge extra for the extraneous, like, the ancillary bullshit, like, I don't know. Demos and shit and like that. There's a reason. I'm thinking there's a reason, if it actually is happening, why Sony is beating Microsoft in online gameplay stuff, because they do it so much better.
Yeah, really, the last I saw, overall, Microsoft is winning.
Okay.
Last I heard, at least. Last I actually took the time to look at it.
I guess they're winning because they were there first?
Dead
is that
it? I don't know. Could also be something to do with the fact that Sony is terrible.
True, but Microsoft is much better.
Yeah. If Microsoft just changed the whole Xbox Live thing, or even just made it cheaper, make it cheaper.
Dead man. I know. I know, it's six.
Guess it's time for a dead man.
It is time for news! love the... These are new stories that for one reason or another I didn't force someone else to write about because I was too lazy. So, first up. Over in Britain, a BBC news story was run about 86-year-old Hilda Knott, a woman who plays Grand Theft Auto on her giant 65-inch TV. Yep.
What?
Victory.
Yeah, this is an 86-year-old woman who has been playing video games for more than 40 years to try to keep herself mentally active. She plays games like Grand Theft Auto 4 and Disgaea 4, a tactical RPG that I've even played yet, but
That brings a whole new meaning to the whole, my grandma could beat you with her eyes closed, you know that? Insult. Well, my grandma has been playing games since, like, twice you were born. So there. Yeah.
So suck it, bitch.
I can just imagine her freaking out at the screen. You goddamn little fuckers.
just see her. It's like, you just, like, shoot someone's like, oh, dear, don't bring that noob ass shit into my zone. And then just start teabagging his corpse. It's like, oh, that's lovely.
Oh, you little shit. Aren't you a little twat? What the fuck are you doing playing games, you little 12-year-old little shit?
Yeah. Okay, so moving on to our next piece of news. A very bizarre piece of news. So, Dave Grohl's directorial debut, Sound City, debuted at the Sundance Film Festival. It was revealed that at one point, Dave Grohl actually almost contacted Charles Manson to be in his documentary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so Grohl said this. Manson recorded at Sound City, and at one point we considered talking to him about music, because how fucking insane would that be? But we decided not to because we didn't want it to take over the beautiful message of the movie. But we considered it.
I love Dave Grohl.
Yeah, dude.
If you ever just hear him see videos of just, backstage ranting about, Creed and Nickelback and shit, it's hilarious.
Yeah. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time. Creed.
Oh, fuck, yeah, they... What the fuck happened to them?
They faded into obscurity.
They just disappeared. I remember them being around when I was, 12 years old.
Yeah, they have released... They released songs in the 90s. And then just... Gone, dude.
Without a trace. Just, we're gone.
Yeah. Gone. I'm guessing Nickelback ate them.
They tried to absorb other people's talent, and it just made them worse.
Yeah, and Chad... Chad Kirk was just sitting there, eating his huge meal, and then, the other band's like, excuse me, sir, can we have some food? I was like, go eat fucking Creed or something. Okay, so moving on to next piece of news. Oh, get you.
Say. I was going to say, Creed probably disappeared because Assassin's Creed was coming out, and that's all anyone associated with the word Creed.
Or they actually were just assassinated. that's where the game came from.
No one else can have our name.
What a twist.
that's actually going to be the end of the game.
Yeah, it just turns out it's going to take out Creed. To Creed. That's all the Animus' training has been done. To save the world from the solar flare, you have to go back in time and assassinate Creed.
Well, quite the long-term goal.
Yeah. Yeah. So
well, apparently the lead singer turned out to be an alcoholic, according to the lighter.
Yeah. Okay, so next piece of news. American McGee, who is the guy who founded Spicy Horse and the developer of the Alice video game series, said that EA's marketing department for Alice Madness Returns wanted to trick gamers. McGee said that Shy the Sun, who were the people who made Alice Madness Returns trailers, were, quote, fantastic in terms of creativity, but followed EA's instructions more than they did Spicy Horses. So McGee said in a statement, what is frustrating was how EA marketing interfered, telling STS from the start that all creative direction and final say would come from them, not from us, the developers slash creator of the story slash tone. That resulted in thrillers that were much darker and gorier than the game, And that was a calculated disconnect created by EA. They wanted to, quote, they wanted to trick gamers into believing Alice Magic Returns was a hardcore horror title, even though we refused to develop it into the, even though we refused to develop it in that tone. Your thinking is, even if the game isn't a hardcore horror title, you can market it as one and trick those customers into buying it while driving away more casual customers, like female gamers, who might be turned off by really dark trailers. It's all part
then
of
those
the,
women are total pussies.
Yeah. It's all a part of the race to the bottom EA, Activision, and the other big publishers are engaged in. Expect to see it get worse before it gets better. So yeah. EA is slowly killing itself. I could have told you that.
It's about frickin' time.
Are they doing it by raping someone with AIDS? That was EA's suicide plan. They raped someone with AIDS.
Yeah, John Riccitiello is already in phase two. Yeah, so, moving on to our next piece of news. So, a few weeks ago, Fiscal, a Redditor, asked if anyone knew how to get in touch with Bungie. His son was a big fan of Bungie, and he just received a liver transplant. And Fiscal wanted to cheer him up with some kind of Halo-themed type gift. And so, until last week, Fiscal actually was contacted by Bungie, and then Bungie showed up to his son's hospital to give him a bunch of Halo gifts. Aww. Yeah, like a T-shirt and an actual Spartan helmet. Like a full-size one that he can wear.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. There are a bunch of pictures up that he Fiscal posted on Reddit. And they're really... Actually, he posted them on Imgur.
So okay, that I've never heard of.
It's this big, like, photo site. It's pretty good. I'll post a link to it.
I'm still getting used to Reddit.
I'll post a link to it in the comments for this. On the site, but you should definitely check it out. They are. I just realized that a lot of the for the past 3 weeks, we've always had a news post in here about somebody famous doing something for someone who just had an operation or was almost killed or something.
Well, it kind of has to do with like the way, basically, the new social media is. I mean, it used to be like you needed organizations like Make-A-Wish to make that happen because it's so hard to get a hold of these people. But now you can just make with a word spread and it'll happen.
Yeah. Just go on Twitter. It's like, hey, I'm dying. I'd really like to meet John St. John. For those who don't know, he's the voice of Duke Nukem. And on the next thing you know, John St. John's in your hospital. He's like, hey, where's that fucking pussy who's dying? I want to show him my balls of steel.
Oh, man, I miss those games, like the originals. And Quake.
Yeah.
They were such good games.
So, moving on to our next piece of news, which... is something we're going to be talking about quite a bit in this show, because... fuck. So, in New Mexico, 15-year-old Nehemiah Grigo killed his family.
This is going well. Oh, wow! Ta-da!
Yep, both his parents and all three of his siblings. So, he confessed to the crime, and saying that he did it because he was frustrated with his mom. And then he started talking about video games with the police.
God damn it! Someone shoot that fucker!
Yeah.
That's probably not the best line to come up with for my defense of violence of video games, but...
Yeah.
Whatever, it's just...
Yeah, so Dan Houston, who is the sheriff of Bernalillo County, said... It was kind of what he was into, and he was quite excited as he got the opportunity to discuss this with the investigators. He cited, you know, GTA and Modern Warfare, and that led NBC, of all places, to report that he did this because of video games.
Of course
so
they did.
They did a mental evaluation, and they confirmed that, did they? Wow, that was fast.
They are NBC, motherfuckers. They don't give a shit.
What's NBC?
A national broadcasting channel thing. It's a TV channel.
I've never heard of it. it can't be that national.
It's American national.
Oh.
These proper news networks, they do less fact checking than we do, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and also I should probably have mentioned at the beginning of the show, since we didn't have a show last week, a couple of these news stories are from what would have been last week's news of the air.
Sorry about the absence.
Yeah, blame them.
I'm sorry. I had something to do. We were doing something against humanity.
Oh. Yeah, so moving on to next week's news. That is also kind of bizarre. But nothing to do with that, but not actually having to do with violence in video games causing deaths and stuff. So, there was an image released of a French soldier who's currently on active duty in Mali, wearing a, you know, half-skull bandana mask type thing. That is, you know, kind of common with soldiers and stuff. But this picture of him wearing it caused some kind of controversy, as the French military and government opened an investigation into what they call, quote, unacceptable behavior.
Isn't that discriminatory?
Because he wore a bandana over his face? That's discriminatory? Yeah.
Isn't it? That's prejudice or something like that. I'm wearing an article of clothing.
They are prejudiced against bandanas.
Note that the military has uniforms, so what you choose to wear is not something for them to be prejudiced against, unless it's like religious garb or whatever.
Yeah, it's not like he worships as at the half skull bandana mask church. He's just wearing one. But yeah, so the entire controversy of this is stemming from the fact that the mask the guy was wearing looked like the mask that Ghost from the Modern Warfare games was wearing.
Okay, let me just point this out. They put that mask on Ghost because people in the military sometimes wear them. People in the military don't sometimes wear them because they put that mask on Ghost. Let's keep our cause and effect straight here, people.
Yeah. Yeah, so at a press conference, French Colonel Thierry Burkhard said that wearing the mask was unacceptable behavior, and that it was, quote, not representative of the actions that brought France to Mali to help. French authorities are trying to find this officer so that they can reprimand him or make a scapegoat out of him. Because, you know, that's what the military should devote their time to, finding one guy so they can punish him for wearing a mask.
Well, I can see why it should be considered unacceptable behavior is because they're there on what is a quote-unquote aid mission, and you're wearing a symbol of death.
Like, maybe if it had a giant rainbow, like, an upside-down rainbow, so it's, like, a smile.
A rainbow smiley. You can't get too mad at them for that.
Well, unless you call them gay. Then that Westboro Baptist Church will be all over that.
They're already all over them, because they're from the American military.
Yeah, but it would be even more, you know what I mean.
Fuck Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah. Yeah, so, maybe on our next piece of news. So, THQ is no more. They are dead.
I've never heard of that.
They are a game publisher. They did, they've done a whole bunch of series. Like, it was, the Saints Row series, the Metro series, Homefront. What else is there? Fuck. The
Darksiders.
Red Faction.
Would they get bought out or something?
No, they went bankrupt. Just sort
of died.
How?
That's why there was the Humble THQ bundle in which I bought a whole bunch of THQ games for $1 because I wanted to take advantage of their financial plight.
I'm pretty sure like one thing that like happened a lot with it was like the UDrop had. They like invested a bunch of this money in like this kind of like Wacom style tablet thing for consoles, and then it failed. And they just kept releasing game after game that just kept failing to meet their expectations, and they just ran out of money. But yeah, so THQ has been broken apart, and they've sold off a bunch of their properties. Like Relic Entertainment and the Company of Heroes franchise. They were bought by Sega for $26.6 million. THQ Montreal was bought by Ubisoft for $2.5 million. Evolve, aka Metamorphosis, one of the titles that THQ was working on before they crashed, was bought by Take-Two Interactive for $10.894 million. And it's actually kind of strange because the backup bidder, the winning bid was $10.9 million. The second highest bidder was Turtle Rock Studios for $250,000. Take-Two kind of jumped the gun there. Yeah, for,
you could say that.
Yeah, they paid 40 times more than what they should have.
Like, we want to buy it!
I fucking want this goddamn game!
Shut up and take my money!
Yeah. So, Volition and the Saints Row franchise have been bought by Koch Media for $22.3 million. Homefront has been bought by Crytek for $500,000. The Metro franchise was also bought by Koch Media for $5.9 million. And South Park, The Stick of Truth, was bought by Ubisoft for $3.3 million. So, yeah, that's cool.
Good for them.
Yeah, so the Darksiders franchise and Vigil Games, I am not actually sure what happened to them. Like, the Platinum Games, they had shown some interest in Ubisoft, in the Darksiders franchise. And it was announced recently that a good chunk of the Vigil Games staff would be becoming part of Crytek's first USA United States based studio. So yeah, THQ is no more. But Jason Rubin is not one. Jason Rubin, the president of THQ, was not just gonna go quietly into the night. He tweeted a picture saying, "Not leaving THQ without my personal effects." For the record, still not embarrassed. And it shows him leaving the THQ offices, carrying the Penetrator from Saints Row 3. For those who don't know, the Penetrator is the giant dildo bat.
Oh.
So it's just Jason Rubin walking outside THQ with a giant purple dildo on his shoulder.
Okay. That sounds lovely.
Yep. And there was also a video that came out. There was also a video game that came out a little while ago where, it was like a bunch of people from THQ, and one guy was actually pouring a 40 out in the step for THQ. That's something.
What is he planning on doing with that, anyways? Like, is he just gonna like put it on a shelf and stare at it every night?
Yeah, a bunch of people have those. Like a bunch of people from the press. Like Jim Sterling got one. Anthony Birch and all that. Anthony and Ashley Birch from Hey Ash, What You Playing? Got one. They made them. They actually made a bunch of them and sent them out to different press people. So now just a bunch of different press people have dildos around their house.
But
and some people put them in their review videos because I don't know.
Because dildos.
Giant purple dildo.
Because they're like, hey, it's not mine, but it's big.
It's not anybody's. That thing is too large for a human body.
Well, yeah, all of it, but just the tip.
Oh my god. Dead man!
It's also pretty wide.
Some people like that. Yeah. Moving on to our next piece of news.
You guys suck.
Yeah. Moving on to our next piece of news. There's going to be an American Psycho musical.
Dear God, kill it with fire.
Did I watch that movie? I don't think I did. I've heard of it.
That's all the news there is. That's all the news there for that one. Just there's going to be an American Psycho musical. Moving on.
Good for them.
It's bad enough that there was a sequel.
Oh yeah, fuck. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, if we ever come back to sequels for commentaries,
there's a lot of them.
What's next?
Yeah, and a lot of them are bad.
Yeah. So, moving on to our next piece of news. What's this guy's name here? Edward Kramer, the co-founder of DragonCon, has been arrested for child molestation.
Wait, I've heard of DragonCon. Where is that?
I am not sure.
I have to look this up.
Yeah, so...
Wait, I used a pun? What? When? Did I? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't either. So anyway,
DragonCon.
So anyway, it was revealed that Kramer, who's 51 years old by the way, is going to be facing child molestation charges dating back to the year 2000. And so what he would find single mothers and get in a relationship with them. Then he molest their kids.
Wow.
Yep. Just, meh.
Hmm. By the way, Atlanta.
Yeah. Weird. So yeah, that guy's going to jail.
Good for him. He's gonna have a fun time in that jail.
I hope he gets raped.
Yeah. I think he should probably be more concerned about getting murdered.
Yeah, raped than murdered. Or murdered than raped. I don't know what goes on in prison.
Apparently we suck a bit because we talked about the dildo bet.
You guys suck talking about the dildo bet. Is that something like, are you saying that we suck because we talked about the dildo bet or because we didn't talk about the dildo bet enough?
We can abandon that.
Yes, be specific,
topic.
Please.
Yeah. Yes.
Grammar. What's next?
Senator Leland Yee. For those who've been following video game news, he's the guy who, back in 2005, introduced a bill to California to ban the sale of ultraviolet video games to children.
Yay! What?
Yeah, so that bill was struck the fuck down. But he is still not giving up, believing that video games are still, quote, a public health matter.
Yeah. Public suicides and murders and shit like that, you know, like, people went like, hey, you're being executed. Yeah, those were totally fine. You know?
Yeah. So, after the Sandy Hook shootings, some people started talking about gun control. And, you know, some gamers voiced up saying, stop blaming video games. And Yee had this to say. Gamers have got to just quiet down. Gamers have no credibility in this argument. This is all about their lust for violence and the industry's lust for money. This is a $1 billion industry. This is about their self-interest. Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck that shit with a brick.
Yeah. Gamers know more about the gaming industry than you will ever know, Mr. Yee.
I get it now! Dead man Delighter explained himself.
Said we suck.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, he had released a statement like apologizing for saying that gamers have no credibility in an argument about gaming. But I guess I deleted that at some point because fuck him, fuck Leland Yee.
Well, see, it's gonna be like, oh, violence, video games is this, and then someone's gonna come and say it's like, no, you guys are totally wrong.
Yeah,
like,
actually,
it's gonna go completely opposite direction, and
yeah, actually,
video games
there was
just gonna get more violent.
Actually, there was a thing that was posted. So Anderson Cooper, who's a reporter, he has a show, Anderson Cooper 360 degrees, and he actually had a conversation about, you know, violence in video games and stuff, and the people he brought on, they all said there is no actual proof. And he at no point tried to lead the conversation to that. He was just like, okay, there's no proof. Cool. They also had like a mom on who like was, so one thing that like was revealed about, Adam Lanza, who's the guy who did the shooting at Sandy Hook. He had like Asperger's or something. And so she was like freaking out because she thought her like kid might turn out like that because he also has Asperger's and he also plays video games, but she doesn't actually believe that the video games would lead to him doing violent shit. You just worried about it because of the mental illness.
Yes, because everyone knows if you have Asperger's and you play violent video games, you're going to shoot people.
Dead man.
Dead man is a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, I already have my gun picked out.
Just remember, I gave you candy.
Uh-huh.
The candy.
But you also yelled at me for eating candy.
I played DDR with you.
True. That forms a bond.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah. And that actually is a good thing now that I have a permanent Keys Connect, because now there's the possibility that I'd be able to get Dance Central.
Their Gundam style sucks. Dude, you're totally wrong.
You're thinking of Just Dance.
There's no difference.
Yes,
there's a lot of difference. Dance Central has a story.
Yes, in Dance Central 3, you use a boombox to travel through time to stop people from stealing the world's greatest dance moves.
What?
Yeah.
So fuck that noise. Moving on.
I don't get it.
Yes, yeah, so moving on to our next piece of news, showing just how idiotic the press is about video games. So, in Munich, a 31-year-old woman named, who's being named as Katrin M., was stabbed 18 times with a katana. She was killed by 18 to 19-year-old Marco F., who at the time was, quote, cosplaying as his favorite Final Fantasy character. Here's the thing.
Oh, fuck.
Here's the thing. He wasn't cosplaying as a Final Fantasy character. He's cosplaying as the world. He's cosplaying as Neko Sakuraba from The World Ends With You.
I don't know what that is.
How do you?
So The World Ends With You is an The World Ends With You is like a music centric action RPG thing that came out on the DS a few years back, which was actually really good. And yeah, I don't even know what the hell they're going to be doing with this, because Final Fantasy, yeah, there's some combat, but not this.
Brace yourselves. More talking about otaku being evil is coming.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And also,
people don't even know why that's a...
And also another thing. In Twewi, which is the abbreviation of that, the combat is based around pins. Like buttons. Like the things Bobby One has in his hat. They're based around those. Those give you magic. In this world, certain buttons give you magical powers. At no point do you just stab someone with a katana. Ever. You don't even have a katana. You have headphones. And a really high collar.
So the cosplay has nothing to do with the murder, it's just it's coincidental, and so backlash is coming.
Yes.
You know, I'm sick of all these stupid people all at once, all these stupid people committing murders that are gonna make video games and shit like that look bad. All yep. these people these small number of people who are part of my culture but also happen to be insane enough to murder people are doing it all at once, and so there's going to be huge backlash against what is the culture that I'm involved in.
What if someone dressed up like those banana suits, those joke banana suits that you can get for Halloween? What if someone dressed up as one of those and decided to go on a rampage?
They just call them crazy guy.
They wouldn't be like, oh, let's ban bananas. They're bad. They're
fucking bananas.
Ah, death. Blah.
Get your potassium somewhere else, damn it. Bananas kill people. So, moving on to another piece of news. That is kind of about video games and violence, but also kind of hilarious. So, in Sweden, Stockholm to be specific, a woman called the police because in the next room she heard gunfire and screaming. The cops show up. They take the call very seriously. They raid the apartment with a 10-member team, break down the door, and find a bunch of teens in there playing Call of Duty. Yep.
Wait, press it.
Which one?
Failure.
Oh.
Failure.
Yeah, so all the kids were escorted outside, and then they were questioned. And after the story, and after everything all matched up, the police said, wait, actually, one of the kids said, we were in the middle of a match, in Aftermath, and Bob had 12 kills. The police actually admitted that they fucked up, and then released the kids, and no charges were filed for anybody.
Victory.
Yes, it just goes to show. People are idiots.
Mm-hmm.
They can't tell the difference between gunfire on a TV and real gunfire.
Actually, I do have a similar story. One time back when Ninja Katie and I didn't live together, I was walking home from her place. It was kind of late at night.
Excuse me?
I was walking back from her place, and it's kind of late at night, and,
I'm not the girl in this relationship.
Anyways, all of a sudden, I just hear really, really loud Gatling gunfire. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I just hear, overkill. I'm like, oh, it's Unreal Tournament.
Okay.
Overkill. Yes, mega kill. Godlike.
So, moving on to our piece of news. A team of researchers in Scotland and the Czech Republic have, using nothing but optic fields and specifically configured beams of light, have made a tractor beam that pulls microscopic particles of matter.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Fucking science.
We are one step closer to having fucking tractor beams.
I wonder if they can make it selective for certain particles. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, so the team who are developing these hope that an applied, non-experimental version of this technology can be used to create more effective medical testing. Hmm. Yeah. So they actually say that one of the examples they give is that it could... I'll just read from the article. The ability to move individual small objects could sort out, for example, the various components of human blood or cells. The researchers also anticipate that their ideas will have an application for people working on moving particles using sonics. Like sonic screwdriver.
Yes, there is a sonic screwdriver being developed for medical
surgery
technology.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, for microscopic surgery, so doctors will carry sonic screwdrivers.
Yeah, it's like, it's not working, quick, switch to the red setting.
Red setting only works on wood, though, doesn't it? Or is that correct, or... I can't remember. Red setting used once or something?
The red setting's only used once so far, but...
Yeah.
I'm not sure if red setting works on wood.
Yeah, it was like River Song, she was like, use the red setting. I was like, I don't have a red setting. Oh, here's use mine.
What were they doing? Shit.
The Flash Generata.
Right.
Like, yeah, it was like looking under the dark. He was like looking in like a shadow place, and like he was using something to drive him to work. And he was like, use the red setting. It's like, I don't have red setting. Oh, here, try mine. And then he just red settings the Flash Generata. So anyway, Thomas Sismar, who's a researcher with this project, said, quote, that because of the similarities between optical and acoustic particle manipulation, we can anticipate that this concept will provide inspiration for exciting future areas outside the field of photonics. So woot.
That would be exciting. Just particle me over there. Yeah.
So this project was a collaboration between the University of St. Andrews in Scotland and the Institute of Scientific Instruments in the Czech Republic. The findings of this study will be published in the January digital issue of the journal Natural Photonics. So sweet. So, maybe our next piece of news. The Powerpuff Girls are coming back.
No.
That's just it, just no.
Yep, moving on.
Sorry, random thought about the last story. Ninja Kitty, you said it'd be great if you could have them pick specific types of particles and have it only move those. Defabricator. Moving on.
No, because cotton would be carbon-based.
Shh, defabricator. Moving on.
Yeah, so...
You're going to give a certain somebody ideas. That is
David
bad.
S. Gallant, a Canadian game developer, put out a game called I Get This Call Every Day, an indie game about working in a call center. It got him fired.
Why?
Because, so here's the thing. This guy, he developed this game based on his own real-life work experience. And he worked for the Canadian government. The Canadian government, at least a member of them, found the game annoying, found the game just bad. He wrote, quote, so the Star wrote about this guy, quote, National Revenue Minister Gail Shi is not amused. Her communications director, Clark Olson, sent an email to the Star Tuesday stating, the minister considers this type of conduct offensive and completely unacceptable. The minister has asked the Commissioner of Revenue, Andrew Treich, to investigate and take any and all necessary corrective action. The minister has asked the CRA to investigate urgently to ensure no confidential taxpayer information was compromised.
Ah, fuck nuggets.
That's not a good sound.